Two, one, one, one. Welcome to 30-Minute Interviews. I'm Adam. Are you not going to introduce yourself? Really? So, Peter's not here, so Josie's got to start out with that. Remember how we said we weren't doing any more live episodes for a while? Well, we lied. We're doing another live episode. So, here we are. And so we have not that big of a show today. Let's start out with this week's big headlines. Number one, probably the biggest that came out this week was that there's a Harley Quinn movie, a solo movie for Harley Quinn in development from Warner Brothers and DC, set in the DC Extended Universe with Batman v Superman and all that stuff.
Sounds
Margot.
cool. I'd still really want to see how Harley Quinn turns out in, the Suicide Squad before I say too much about it.
Right, yeah, we've only seen the trailers, and we
Hey,
haven't
even
seen.
her, she looks so awesome. So.
I don't want to judge based on the trailers alone, because I personally did not like the second trailer. And the third trailer, I think. It doesn't show Harley Quinn as a character as much as she's a plot device. Or, not a plot device, but something who's there for obvious, like. What's the like, not sex appeal, because like that's not her purpose there, but she's there to be like, oh, look at this.
She's dressed pretty provocatively.
Well, yeah, obviously, because but like
Comic relief?
not even comic relief, because this movie is supposed
She's
to be.
hilarious. I totally love where she just like breaks the glass and takes the purse. Or takes whatever. It was
I don't know.
awesome.
I think that this movie's gonna be their answer to Guardians of the Galaxy. But if you look at the marketing material, where the marketing material, that first trailer, well, second trailer after the Comic-Con one, it very closely mirrors that trailer everyone knows from Guardians of the Galaxy. Where it's like we have an old song, yeah, I see the dog in the background. Where it's like we have an old song being used to promote the movie. We just go through and list off their powers for all the people we've never heard of before. Like, this guy shoots people, this guy eats people, this guy shoots fire out of his hands. Like, she's possessed by a witch. And it's like, it seems like they're trying to be more light in tone than Batman v Superman, which is something that needs to happen. But that doesn't seem to, it seems like it may be a misfire, I think. The third trailer starts out with, what if Superman were to come in through the roof and kill the president? That has nothing to do with this movie. Here are Batman's villains. Like that.
Well, I don't
So,
know.
let's see. Next story. Speaking of the DC Extended Universe, Geoff Johns and John Borg are now running it. Like how Marvel has Kevin Feige in charge of the Marvel Cinematic Universe to make sure everything's in continuity and all that. Before it used to be Zack Snyder. Then Batman v Superman happened, and that was not well received by the majority of people. And
Are they gonna
he
do a
was.
Teen Titans movie?
They're doing a cyborg movie,
Ew.
which may end up becoming a Titans movie.
I don't
Because
care how Cyborg got that way.
they showed it in
He
Batman v
shut up
Superman.
in about 10 minutes.
They showed that in
Tops.
Batman v Superman. You didn't see that
What?
movie yet, did you? Cyborgs. Yeah. So they showed it in Batman v Superman. He has it's the New 52 origin with the mother boxes giving him his
Is he
technology.
like, is he a teenager?
Young adult, not a teenager. But yeah, Geoff Johns knows about continuity. He's one of the bigger editors at DC Comics, so that's probably for the best. He's also rumored to be very closely tied to the production of the new Batman movie, which would be, again, for the best. Other news: Transformers 5 has an official title. It's called The Last Knight. Transformers: The Last Knight.
It's
KNIGHT.
the last one.
Nope. They're doing a Transformers cinematic universe
They're getting
with.
so shitty.
Okay, that
Not that they were
implies.
particularly good in the
Exactly.
beginning, But, you know, they were neat at first. It was like, oh my gosh, cool, Transformers. It was just the neatness of, oh, yay, Transformers. But now it's shitty. Like, they should have stopped after one.
Well, Transformers is also getting a Bumblebee solo spin-off movie as the sixth Transformers movie. Then they're also going to tie in what's it called? GoBots, G.I. Joe, and there's one other one. They're gonna do like a big cinematic universe of all of those.
Into the Transformers?
Yes.
With G.I. Joe?
Yep.
That's terrible.
As we know, both the previous G.I. Joe movies were very well received, both
Mm-hmm.
critically and financially. So we need to do more of those, especially considering we have to send them over to Transformers, which may have huge box office, but is critically about as good as the average Adam Sandler movie. So yeah, this is I don't know what anything about Transformers, to be honest. So I don't know what this name could be alluding to or anything like that. Nor do I really care. If I'm going to see Transformers, I'm going to see a car turn into a robot, then beat up another robot with a smaller robot. Like that's what I'm going to see. I'm not going to see like a big story. I just want to see things punch each other and explosions.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which is what the Transformers
You
movies are
just
good for.
watch things like transform into things.
It's like watching what's it called?
You don't
Independence
really go
Day.
for the plot line.
It's like, or any Roland Emmerich movie. You don't watch it for the plot. You watch to watch things blow up. So that's what this is gonna be. Then up for Captain Marvel, there's an
It's kind of like porn. You don't watch it for, you know, the plot. You watch it for the action.
That's where
That
the name. That's where the name. That's what a name for this type of movie is: disaster porn. You didn't know that? That's a term that's used.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, fuck you. I made it up anyways.
Okay. Well, we'll give you the credit for that, if that helps you. We'll give you the
You don't
credit
like
for
my. You didn't like my joke,
that.
though.
You made an analogy that people have been making since '97 when Independence Day came out.
Sorry. I'm a little good times, I guess.
Don't worry, we're gonna have Independence Day week, so you're gonna get to see Independence Day like six times. It's a great movie.
They came out with a new one, didn't they?
That comes out. That's part of the reason we're gonna do spoilers ahead for the new Independence Day. We're gonna do commentary track on the old Independence Day, and we're gonna be reviewing the original Independence Day on this podcast.
Sorry,
Classy.
excuse
So for the Captain Marvel movie that we know literally nothing about, except for the fact that it is happening,
You said this
Elizabeth
was supposed to be a girl.
Captain Marvel, yeah.
Really? I didn't know Captain Marvel was a girl.
Yeah, Captain Marvel is Captain Marvel was Mar-Vell, who was a Kree. Then he became something else, and
And now
Carol
he's a she?
Danvers, what?
And now he's a she?
Right, the original Captain Marvel stepped down or became something else. So Carol Danvers, who was Miss Marvel, stepped out to becoming Captain Marvel, and now Miss Marvel is Kamala Khan.
Hmm.
So they're making a Captain Marvel movie over at Marvel, and she is being—we don't know who's playing her—but another name being thrown around to direct is Elizabeth Wood, who has one directing credit to date, which is the Sundance hit White Girl, which we can't get on DVD anywhere, so I can't find out if it's a good movie or not.
White girl?
Yeah. It's a
What?
romance. Like it got some it got I think it got a, like some awards at Sundance, but I can't find the movie anywhere to watch it legally.
When I Googled white girl, the first thing that came up was
White
white
chicks.
girl wasted.
The first thing that came up when I searched it was white chicks.
Oh, well, I didn't put in chicks, I put in white girl.
But yeah, so that could be either here. That could be good. The original thing I heard was that it was gonna be Catherine Bigelow, who worked with both Jeremy Renner and Anthony Mackie in the past on the movie The Hurt Locker, and she actually was the first woman to win Best Director for that movie, which would have been a good pull for them, especially after getting Ryan Coogler to do Black Panther. I don't know if this woman could do it. For my theory, it's a good idea because of the fact that you can now vet this person and kind of grow them to be your, person to do this, like to do the Captain Marvel movies, do Black Widow, and do all that kind of stuff. Which, did we talk about Black Widow movie?
You said that there was a possibility, and then we bashed the idea of it.
All right. Well,
Didn't
Kevin
they
Feige.
already give us her origin in the last
We got her
Avengers
origin
movie?
in Age of Ultron, in a very vague sense. What's it called? They are doing the movie, which now, continuity-wise, if they unless they're doing like Phase Zero, quote unquote, where they would do like a Hank Pym Ant-Man movie, a Nick Fury origin, Black Widow origin, that'd be cool. Because then you do Black Widow and Hawkeye. And like, there's that throwaway line in the Avengers, like Budapest all over again. Like, you can explore that a little bit, and the origins of the friendship between Black Widow and Hawkeye, but
Why?
because if you're gonna do a Black Widow movie, that's what you do. Because there's no way after you fight
Why would we want
Thanos,
to see that?
what?
I mean, why would we want to see that?
Because people want to see a Black Widow movie. So if you're gonna do one in Phase 4, which is where this would be, I don't think you want to lead off with what's it called? A movie in Phase 4 where after you just fight Thanos, who becomes a literal god, like it's gonna be too small scale, and it'd be weird.
Okay.
Like, 'cause what she doesn't have any powers.
Right.
Like at least Hawkeye has ranged abilities, like.
Yeah. Her thing is that she can kick people.
Yes.
And like.
You've seen that skit on Family Guy, haven't you? It's like, who here can kick people? And everyone raises their hand.
No.
Yeah, they did that on Family Guy. I was like, okay, so,
Well,
it's
she
like,
can
what?
kick people and like she's really good at jumping over people. But using them.
Well, I think her superpower is she does not skip leg day, so.
Right.
And our final headline,
Skips any day.
Probably not. Our final headline is they're going to create a Buckaroo Banzai TV series. Have you heard of Buckaroo Banzai Across the Eighth Dimension?
No.
That is, it's a movie that came out in, I believe, the 80s. They're making it into a TV series, written, at the very least, executive produced by writer Kevin Smith, who is known for Clerks. And Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. That guy. Never seen either of those.
Say them again.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back and Clerks. Okay, so we will move on from there then. Because there's really nothing else to talk about with that guy. I haven't seen the original movie. I think it's good because it came off of his stint on The Flash this week, last week. Also, about 48 minutes ago, the season finale of Legends of Tomorrow premiered. So that show is done for the season, which is good because it means that in the finale, the characters can cross back over to their respective shows. I'm going to be periodically checking in IGN to see what the big cameo at the end was. Because I want to know what it was. So yeah, so we're gonna move on to Deadpool. Did you see Deadpool yet?
Yes, sir.
All right. Do you want to intro Deadpool?
No.
Okay. So.
It. I thought he was pretty badass. I
Yeah,
don't know how you.
I was pleasantly surprised by this movie.
My gosh, I laughed my ass off.
Like, I thought it was gonna be very unfunny.
And I loved how raunchy it was.
Yeah. I think what's it called? The what else is there?
I felt really uncomfortable because when I went to go see it, there was like 8-year-olds in front of me.
The pegging conversation from when he gets the strap on from behind would not something that translates well to young children.
Yeah, and then like it looked like it had been a family. Well, like the mom and the dad brought the son and the son's friend or whatever. And the mom was sitting there looking at the dad like, what the fuck kind of movie did you bring us to?
Yeah, I think a lot of the jokes land, and there are a lot of jokes in this movie. So that way, even the ones that don't land don't take you out of it. Because like a movie like The Hangover, like if a joke is a miss, then you're just kind of like, oh, that's just it's obvious. Like, so
And usually I'm not a fan of the whole like how it starts off with him coming in and like beating the shit out of everybody and then they back up. And then they come back. I'm not a fan of that
you
usually.
mean the
But like
Batman
the way
Begins style?
it was done, it was just funny. It's very Deadpool. Like it wasn't like, oh, they're trying to do some sort of cinematic shit that's stupid and whatever. No, it's just kind of funny because it was Deadpool. I don't
Now,
know.
the thing with
You get it.
this movie very much says throughout it, like, this isn't your average superhero movie. Like, this isn't just your, but like, it's the dark. It's Batman Begins in structure, where it starts out in medias res, then it cuts to his backstory until we get to present day, and we get the entire backstory, and it's just a straight up revenge movie, where it's.
Well, I mean, sort of. Well, yeah, I guess so.
Like,
I
but
mean,
yeah, there
like,
are.
he's looking for a cure, too. There's like a plot, there's like a reason behind it all.
Well, the
And
whole
then
thing
when
is he's
he
looking
finds
for
out, he's
he's
just like, well, fuck you, dude.
yeah like what else? This is the first of the new modern X-Men movies to be in the modern timeline. There are two major things about this movie that a lot of people noticed. Number one, there is a helicarrier.
When?
The whole final scene.
I thought it was a boat.
The helicarrier. Allegedly. Just without the shield logo.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yep.
I thought it was
Well, it's either an aircraft carrier or a helicarrier, and people have been saying it's a helicarrier. And the other thing is, Hydra Bob makes an appearance. So,
boat. Hydrobombas?
Hydra Bob, yep. Hydra Bob is a character who, when they did Secret Wars this year, they did a comic called Agent Bob, Agent of Hydra, and it was a comic just of one of the henchmen of Hydra named Bob, just going about his daily life.
Why?
Because that would be funny. But like in the comics, the character's existed for a while, but it was his first time getting a solo outing. But like he's just a friend of Deadpool. Through the comics, so he's like, oh hey you, kind of thing. Which happens in this movie. He's the guy, Bob? Yeah.
He's just like, I know you.
Yeah, that guy.
And then he's like, how the kids or whatever.
Yeah, that was that guy.
Okay. And then he just beats the shit out of him and kills him, right?
He didn't kill him. He just knocked him out and dragged him aside.
He's like, this one I don't want to kill.
Okay, do you want to hear the good news about the Legend of Tomorrow finale that will not spoil anything?
The what?
The finale for Legends of Tomorrow that will not spoil anything?
Sure.
Hawkgirl will not be coming back for season 2. Thank Christ.
Yay.
Did you watch any of Legends of Tomorrow yet?
I don't know what that is.
It's the show on the CW that's a crossover with some of the characters from Arrow and some of the characters from Flash. So it's like Captain Cold and Heatwave, Adam,
If it's not Netflix, then no.
it's not. It just finished today, the first season.
Oh, then no.
Yeah, it's Hawkman and Hawkgirl bring the show to a grinding halt. So what else is there with what's it called? With Deadpool. I don't think I expected it to be this funny. I expected it to be more like the video game, where a lot of the humor was just not even funny, just cringy. So,
I thought it
what?
was refreshing.
Yeah, it was like, and the thing is too, it set the bar pretty high going into Batman v Superman, which may have affected the, what's it called? The critic reception.
I want him to show up more often.
Well, he's not going to show up in any X-Men movie. Because of the fact that he's so different. What?
They hinted at it.
Right, yeah, they did, but it's not... They're going to do an X-Force movie, if anything, which is going to be... that's the next thing they're going to do with him. And it'll be him, Cable, Warpath, who was in... The guy in Days of Future Past who just stands on buildings like, look, they're coming! Have you seen Days of Future Past? Yeah, you have.
Yeah, but I'm not remembering the scene
in
that
the,
you're talking about.
In the future timeline, there's one mutant whose power is to stand on top of buildings and just announce that people are coming.
Really?
Yeah, because you can see really far.
Oh.
I know I'm diminishing what his actual power is, but come on, that's all he really does in the movie. Yeah, so,
I wonder if they'll do, what's that guy? The guy that throws cards and shit and does magic.
Gambit?
Yeah, do
Gambit
with him.
Is getting his own movie.
Well, I mean, I wonder if they'd throw Deadpool in the mix with him.
No, Gambit would get thrown in. I think they cast Channing Tatum as Gambit. I think what they're going to try and do is they're going to make him into the new Hugh Jackman.
They cast Channing Tatum as him?
Yes, and he's going
That's
full
super
accent.
Weird.
He's going full accent, too.
That's super fucking weird.
Yep.
Whoever they had before was a decent Gambit.
The guy from X-Men Origins?
Yeah.
I mean, I see why. No, but they kept Ryan Reynolds. But I think the thing is, they wanted a big name because they want someone to build a franchise around, and you can't really do that with any of the current X-Men people, with the exception of Jennifer Lawrence. But they don't want to pay Jennifer Lawrence. Yeah. He should be doing a fake Louisiana accent.
I think he takes his shirt off about 3 times.
He probably won't.
Wear a shirt.
Actually, he probably will.
I'm sure he won't wear a shirt.
Yeah, in at least one scene.
Wears like a coat.
Yes. But yeah, so they're trying to do like the Avengers.
Wait a minute. Okay, so I know what's going to happen already. He's going to take his jacket off, you know, because that's all he's wearing. And then he's going to go, there's nothing up my sleeves. And then he's going to do some stupid shit.
Oh
I know
God.
He's going to do
it. Huh? That is absolutely going to happen.
It is.
It sounds so stupid, but it absolutely is going to happen.
It's going to happen. And you know it is because they want him to take his thing off. I bet that's in a trailer. I bet they put that shit in the trailer.
Yeah,
just to show Channing Tatum taking his shirt off.
Exactly. They're like, well, that'll sell seats.
Yeah.
And then they made Magic Mike and Magic Mike 2.
Yeah.
Someone picked that for us to do on the show. Not mentioning any names.
I just want one of you guys to be sitting and, like, watching it. And then, like, somebody walk in and just go, what are you watching? Nothing? And, like, it's a part with, like, the dicks hanging out and shit.
Cool.
I want that.
So, yeah. So, what would you give Deadpool?
Oh, I really enjoyed it. Like, I would watch it again right now. Like, I would have turned around, bought another set of tickets, and, like, gone back in and watched it. So, I'm gonna give it, like, an 8.
It was the greatest movie ever. 8.
No, I didn't say it was the greatest movie ever. I just said I really enjoyed it.
What did you like more? This, Civil War? Or you didn't see Batman v Superman. So what did you like better, this or Civil War?
Well, I can already tell you that I probably won't like Batman v Superman.
Right.
Superman's a little bitch.
And you will not be disappointed if you like to see Superman's a little bitch.
I don't like to see him as one. Stupid. It's annoying to me.
Oh, well.
I think he is one, and I don't want to watch him. What else? And I don't really particularly care for Batman. The only thing that makes him are his villains. And then... What was the other one?
Civil War.
Civil War? Oh.
Don't spoil it. We'll talk about Civil War at the end with spoilers.
No, it's okay. I guess I rate them the same.
But which one was
Okay,
better?
so maybe I'm gonna go with like a 9 for both of them because I
Okay.
enjoyed both of them to the same amount. Like, I would have wanted to. No, I like Deadpool better. Because I couldn't. When I left Civil War, I didn't want to turn around and buy more tickets to go back in and watch it. But like right now, after like a few days of having. After seeing it, actually, like a week after seeing it, I'm like, yeah, I'd go see it again. Like,
For me with Deadpool, I saw it twice in theaters. I was not impressed the first. I was shocked the first time more than anything else that I found it as funny as I did. I didn't think it was gonna be that funny. And then the second time I went to see it, we did the spoilers ahead, so my review from there is what I gave it the second time. Whatever, I think I gave it like a 7, because it still held up the second time I watched it. The
because it's one of
CG's.
those things where like things happen so fast and he makes so many references or so many jokes that you don't hear them all. So the second time you watch it, you hear those ones and you're like, "Oh my God, that's hilarious. I missed that."
Oh, there's one joke I really like, and it's in the final fight when he's facing off with Ajax, and he not and they both lose their weapons, and he just goes, "Fine, we'll use our fists then." And Deadpool goes, "Oh, sounds like your last weekend."
You like that one or you don't?
I did like that one. I did like that one.
Oh.
Yeah. So I would give it a 8. What
You
would
just
you?
laughed at me for giving it an 8.
Right, but I didn't say it was the greatest movie of all time and then give it
I
an 8.
didn't say that.
Well, okay. Well, we'll talk more about Civil War at the end. Yes, that was my sister who just came on. Very briefly.
Said, tell her I say hi.
She just left already.
I didn't say announce that she had come into the room. I said, tell her I
Well,
say
I figured if
hi.
you heard, then other people heard too.
Nobody heard. I just saw you looking at her.
Oh.
And I assume since you're in her room.
True. Yeah, that one. Oh, she did speak very loud, though. So,
I didn't.
oh well. So, what's next? Let's talk about Arrow Season 1. Arrow Season
Oh,
1
you're
for.
the ending. So I know how far that is.
Season 1 of Arrow ended with the Glades being destroyed, Tommy dying, and yeah.
Right. Okay. I thought it was interesting enough. The first part of the season is okay. It's kind of boring. I don't really like all the flashbacks, like and how they just give little teeny bits of information about how the fuck he found some insignificant little bit on the island. Like, it's just annoying. It's like that could have been wrapped up in like the second episode or some shit like that, you know?
Well, I think with the flashbacks go in real time. So next season 5 of Arrow, will be the last year with flashbacks.
Yeah, but like the first season, the flax the fat. The flashbacks that they showed, they just, you know, they didn't give that much information. Where, like, you know, the seasons after, it was like, oh, cool, you know, they met so and so there. That's how this person came into play, and that person, and
Well,
this is
arguably season
this.
2 had the most important flashbacks
Right,
because
and but season
it
one was.
introduced Deathstroke.
Right, but season one, that was the only thing that was important, was the fact that they introduced the fact that, or they stated the fact that there were two of them, of the Deathstroke people.
Right, yeah. Well, Deathstroke and
But
Deadshot.
that's it. That's all that happened.
Yeah.
It didn't make him special or anything. He just got his ass kicked.
Yeah.
You know, like that could have been covered in one flashback, and then they could have stopped annoying me. With the rest of it.
The family drama is a little bit unbearable in the first season. I mean, ultimately, if you watch Arrow, there's always
I didn't
something.
see the sister in the first one because I'm like, you bitch, He just came off of a fucking island. You don't fucking know him anymore.
Yeah, I have a pro like I always had a problem with Thea in the first season. Thea was in the like Thea and Moria are both bad characters in the first season. Thea eventually grows and evolves over the course of the series, as we later see, but Moria doesn't. Something happens to her
Who's
in season two.
Mario?
His mom.
Oh.
You've seen season three, right?
Yes.
Okay, so
I'm
you know what
just
happens.
saying whether I want to say it or not.
Well, yeah, we're only doing season one, so we won't spoil
I
the
want
little
to.
the trip to Belize that Moria takes.
I
So
want to.
yeah, so but the problem with Arrow has always been there's always some B plot, or it should be the C plot to the show, because the B plot should be the flashbacks. The C plot should be the personal drama going on in his life.
Yeah.
Because it should, the way the show should have
The
been.
season, the show gets so much better once that personal drama shit, like the whole family thing, stops.
In
Because it's
season
just
two,
annoying.
anytime a family member dies on the show gets better until season three.
I don't remember what happens in season three. I've watched it, but I don't
Because then it becomes the Felicity show.
know.
Because, like, Felicity serves her purpose. Every CW show has the same, like, basic cast of characters. Like, or every DC TV show now has the same basic cast of characters. Like, there's the guy, the other guy who's there's the hero. Then there's the tech person. Then there's the other guy. Then there's the friend. Then there's the adult person who is there to keep them in check.
Who's the adult person?
In Arrow?
Yeah. Is it the
Quentin
black guy?
Lance.
The black guy?
No. That's he's the friend. Quentin Lance, I think, is the closest thing in Arrow to that.
It's Quentin Lance.
Laurel's dad.
Laurel? Oh, right.
His ex-girlfriend, the Black
Stop.
Canary.
Yeah, but he's not actually.
He's
Like, he
not an
doesn't.
ally in the first
He
season.
doesn't
Second
know
season, I think.
anything in the first one. Yeah, he's an enemy in the first season.
I think second season is when he comes around and it's like, okay, well, why not?
Yeah.
Do they introduce Roy in the first season?
No.
Right, he was like first episode, second
No,
season.
no, 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 no. They do. Because she's like, oh, he stole my purse, or some shit like that. And then she finds him, and then they're trying to like escape the city together.
Right, yeah,
Remember?
as the glitch are like blowing up.
Yeah. That seemed like a really, really intense way to get rid of a part of a city. I mean, why
Yeah.
not just poison the water?
That only kills the people, not destroys the land. You need to destroy the land.
Why? Once the people are dead, then destroy the land.
Okay, killing people is a lot more is a lot harder to do than what's it called? Than just destroying all their houses.
Doesn't sound like it.
It definitely is.
Why?
Because if you're gonna kill everyone, then
Obviously didn't work, but killing everybody, that would work.
no, it wouldn't. Because if you kill everyone,
It's easier. You just poison the water supply. What are they gonna cut off the water supply? Eat, and then they die from that or
okay,
something.
you poison the water supply. All right, let's go with this plan. You poison the water supply, right?
Or you just go in and steal their all their babies.
Okay, that's way too long term of a plan. You have to wait for everyone to die then.
No, you just go in and you steal all their babies, and then they're grief stricken and they kill themselves.
Okay, I only attack. Okay, well.
You
Okay.
just gas all the houses.
No, that wouldn't.
My gosh, they could do a dome.
Okay, no, the point of destroying the glades was that way they had the real estate they could rebuild on.
Yeah, I know.
Because if you, and the thing is, if you do a natural disaster, you don't have to pay to demolish the stuff.
Right, but what I don't understand is why create some sort of fucking machine when right down the road there's another town with fucking, like, they've got all those superhero, like, bad guys that create weather and shit.
Well, that didn't happen yet. When season one happened, that didn't happen yet. Because remember, season two, midway through, is the backdoor pilot for The Flash, where Barry Allen comes to town. And then he goes home, and then that's when the particle accelerator explodes, and then he goes into the coma.
Now tell her.
So, yeah. Anything else with this? Not really. I mean, season one's pretty straightforward. It's basically just, it's before he becomes the Green Batman. So what would you give this season?
It was okay. I'm gonna give it like a 4.5.
4.5. I would give it a 7. Only because season two is the high point.
I didn't love it. It was, like, I like the darkness. I just don't like, I thought everybody was just too whiny. I don't like the whiny. And I didn't like the flashbacks. The flashbacks had no fucking point in this season. So, and the flashbacks reminded me way too much of Lost.
Yes, that was another problem. So now we're talking a little bit about the fall TV schedule, which was announced. We're not going to talk about everything, only the highlights. Number one, Quantico has been moved to Sundays at 10, which means they picked it up, but not really. Elementary's also been moved to Sundays at 10. What else is there? So, Monday night, CBS has their Monday night comedy lineup. Big Bang Theory, Kevin Can Wait, which is Kevin James' new comedy. Two Broke Girls and The Odd Couple.
I don't watch any of those.
Right, they're all comedies. DC owns Monday. They have Supergirl on the CW, which moved networks. Gotham and Lucifer on Fox, back-to-back 8 and 9. Also, The Voice comes back. Tuesday, The Middle comes back. Fresh Off the Boat comes back. The Real O'Neills comes back. American Housewife is new. And Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is moved back to 10 o'clock on Tuesday. Scream Queens also got renewed on Fox. And Chicago Fire is on NBC. And The Flash keeps its time slot Tuesdays at 8. Wednesdays at 8. Arrow on CW. Going up against Survivor, and then the comedy lineup on ABC. Lethal Weapon got picked up to be a remake of the original movie, I guess. And that's going to be on Fox at 8. And Empire will be right after that. So those of you who like Empire will be able to watch it then. Thursday, CBS has nothing because of Thursday Night Football. Chicago, they're doing the Chicago, like, connected universe, the Dick Wolf connected universe, with Chicago PD, Chicago Fire, Chicago Med, and Chicago Law. Chicago Med is on Thursday nights. Legends of Tomorrow starts from the beginning of the year. Supernatural also comes back for its 90th season at 9 o'clock. Bones begins its final season as well, taking on at 9 o'clock.
How many seasons would that be now?
What?
How did that happen? So how many seasons would that be now?
11 or 12. I think it's the 12th season it'll be. Shark Tank is ABC Fridays. MacGyver is Friday at 8. If you want to see the MacGyver TV series, Hell's Kitchen is Friday at 8 on Fox. And that's really it. Those are all the ones of note. Prison Break will be coming back in the mid-season around January. To take on in Fox. I think it's Fox Mondays, I think, at 8. I don't remember off the top of my head, but that will be where Prison Break goes when that does come back. All the original cast is returning for that as well. I guess we should just go on to what we're doing in the next few weeks. And before you say yes, I know I can tweet this out. But I like to go over it here too.
You don't know what I was going to say.
You say that every week.
I wasn't actually going to say anything this week. So.
Okay. Well, next week we have X-Men First Class and X-Men Days of Future Past. The Rogue Cut, which is the director's cut. Then we have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the 2012 one. Then Space Jam. Then Finding Nemo. Then Independence Day. Then Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice Director's Cut. And then we get into the new season with the Terminator series, Tremors, and The Big Short, going into the middle of August. We have spoilers ahead next week on Thursday. Me and Josie have to figure out times to see X-Men Apocalypse because Peter is still on vacation. And me and Peter will be doing commentary the next time. What?
When does X-Men Apocalypse come out?
Next Thursday night.
Okay.
So, I'm going to be going Thursday to see it. If you can get tickets Thursday night to see it, that'd be great.
Thursday at, like, midnight?
Not midnight. Some theaters have, it's called Preview Day. On Thursday.
Okay.
So, how about this? You text me your zip code, and I'll text you where the tickets are in your area. That way we can work this out in advance and do a lobby back up in Albany. We can knock all that out at once. So we'll do X-Men Apocalypse. And then for those of you who like our commentary that me and Peter do, our next commentary will be the weekend before Independence Day Resurgence. And we will be doing Independence Day because we're doing Independence Day week.
Haha!
So are you excited for that? You get to listen to the president's speech three times in 1 week.
Oh, thank you.
It is the greatest movie of all time. Yay. All right, so we will be back next week with both of the previous X-Men movies.